Great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman. Hey, everybody, welcome back on the show. It is the second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. One of the things that I've been following is a tax. East Lansing, 5% franchise fee for Lansing Board and Water and Light customers. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court held yesterday afternoon that the franchise fee is in fact a tax. In the opinion that came from conservative Justice Brian Zara, the only last remaining Michigan Supreme Court justice on the court, held that the municipality cannot circumvent the Headley Amendment by, quote, enlisting a cooperative non-governmental entity, a NGO, to accept a franchise fee, knowing that it would be billed to the customers for general revenue raising for the utility. Justice Zara wrote, "We hold that such an arrangement violates the Headley Amendment because the proposed fee, in fact, operates as a tax that has not been approved by the voters of the municipality. This is clearly a tax imposed by the city on taxpayers and those who are the consumers of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Financial impact of the decision on the city was not immediately known. However, the court's opinion noted that since 2017, the board remitted that franchise fee to the city, with total revenue coming in annually of roughly $1.4 million per year. Back in 2017, when they began collecting the 5% franchise fee, which was put into the city's customer bills for nearly 3 years before Helos, an East Lansing resident filed a class action lawsuit alleging the fee was an impermissible tax being imposed in violation of the Headley Amendment. Well, the city sought dismissal. However, Helos missed the 1 year statute of limitations. However, the trial court sided with the customer. However, the Michigan Court of Appeals, that's the liberal court that Ian Murphy talks about all the time, claims that Helos was time barred because he failed to file his Headley Amendment claim within the 1 year statute of limitations, claiming also that Helos was not a taxpayer. He was a renter. Well, hate to tell you this, Michigan Court of Appeals, tenants pay property taxes. They pay them in the form of rent to the landlord, who then in turn pays the taxes on their behalf. Believe me, if the taxes weren't paid, the properties would be sold in tax sale and they'd be forced to move out. Interesting little twist on this. The higher court held that the franchise fees collected provides no benefit through electricity or otherwise to the plaintiff, and it was not proportional to the city's cost for granting the Lansing Board of Water and Light to provide electrical services. the city acknowledged the revenue collected did, in fact, go directly into the city's general fund. Well, because the city voters were never offered an opportunity to vote on the ordinance approving the franchise fee by a simple majority vote, runs afoul of the Headley Amendment. Chief Justice Elizabeth Clement did not participate in the opinion because of a potential interest in the controversy, and Justice Kimberly Ann Thomas also did not participate because it was considered before she assumed office. Therefore, not properly up to date on it, had no opinion, did not join in on the opinion written by Brian Zara. I'm probably expecting Chief Justice Elizabeth Clement, she didn't participate because maybe she owns stock in the Lansing Board of Water and Light, had a financial interest, I'm assuming. Could be wrong, but that's usually reasons why justices recuse themselves. Another little short story, couple of things brought up. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced yesterday that a coalition of states and the U.S. Department of Justice secured a $59.7 million settlement against pharmaceutical company Pfizer in their Biohaven pharmaceutical holding company. The settlement resolves Medicaid fraud allegations surrounding the drug company, who was accused of giving kickbacks, cash, lavish meals, and trips were paid to healthcare providers to induce them to prescribe Nurtec, a prescription medication for the treatment of migraine headaches. Well, as a result of this multi-state lawsuit, Michigan is going to receive $155,930 in restitution and other recoveries out of the $59 million settlement. Speaking of Attorney General Dana Nessel, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a judge yesterday set a date of January 26 for the trial dates for civil lawsuits arising out of the Edenville and Samford dam failures back in 2020 during the Chinese virus pandemic. Court of Claims Judge James Robert Redford also set a status conference for dates in May, August, and November in preparing for the January trial. The trial will begin on my birthday, January 12th of 2026, and testimony is expected to conclude in just a week later, January the 19th. The parties will then submit written briefs for closing arguments, which Redford will then later disclose his opinion, his decision. You may remember the dams failed May the 19th of 2020, after heavy rains caused substantial flooding in surrounding communities of Edenville, Sanford, and Midland. I remember that very well because it was that spring, that week after the dams failed, that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was flying over a helicopter observing the damage. That was the same day I drove by her cottage here in Antrim County and took a picture of her husband's Chevy Tahoe in the driveway and another vehicle. Posted on Facebook. Well, Gateway Pundit ran the license plate through whatever source they had and discovered it was actually the vehicle owned by the governor's husband at the time. When we were told by the governor, nobody can go to their second homes or cottages. Remember that restriction? Couldn't travel to northern Michigan. Was basically a ghost town. Well, it was the same governor husband who wanted his boat put in the water early for, I believe, a daughter's graduation party. I know the storage marina in Elk Rapids that had their boat. And when he was told that, would it help if I told you I was the husband of the governor? The owner said, yes, sir, that does make a difference. I should be able to get to launching your boat around the 4th of July. Last time they ever stored their boat there. I remember that. Good story. President Donald Trump is quite busy signing executive orders. Of course, we've all heard about the tariffs wars. We're not going to get into that. But Donald Trump created a sovereign wealth fund. President Donald Trump yesterday signed an executive order to develop a government-owned investment fund where the profits could be used to purchase TikTok. If he finds an American buyer that's interested in owning and running TikTok, well, this fund could pay for the purchase. Funds will be invested in assets, including stocks, bonds, and or real estate. Trump said, this is a very exciting event. We're going to have a sovereign wealth fund, which we've never had before. Today's announcement follows Trump's earlier order giving TikTok until early April to find a partner or a buyer here in the United States. Currently, TikTok is owned by China-based ByteDance, BitDance. And it's pretty interesting that he's doing this. Very, very, very interesting. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido named Robert Leonetti to be his chief assistant prosecutor. That story broke yesterday afternoon as well. Well, that's pretty much it. We got a few more little short stories here to hit. We'll get those into the final segment of hour number three. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Looking at events that we're wanting to promote, participate in, ask you guys if you're interested in attending these events. I got notified by the group that did the Constitutional Boot Camp that we participated in on October 7th, 2023. Now, this was a great event that we did. Many of you attended that event. Well, Roxanna Lewis said that they have scheduled and have planned another U.S. Constitutional Boot Camp down in Manton. Now, this is scheduled already for April the 26th. I don't know the group that is hosting the events, but it will be a Saturday U.S. Constitution boot camp. My question to you guys, is that something that you would consider participating in? If so, Roxanne has asked me to consider being a co-host of the event with the radio station and ask you guys to come to it. The cost is $30 per individual. It'll include lunch and a range of books. Participants will obtain a copy of the presentation as well as the Federalist Papers, the Handbook for We the People, and spouses or children could attend with the main paying person at a cost of only $5. The class delves into the U.S. Constitution, provides clarity for its provisions, and has a long list of items that they will be covering. The class will be located at the Colfax Community Church in Manton, Michigan, Saturday, April 26th from 9 to 3 p.m. So my question to you guys, is that something you would consider attending? If you're interested, text me boot camp. Boot camp. And I'll forward you the information. You can register online and be marking it on your calendar. If we get enough of our family, radio family, to attend, I'm sure we can coordinate some carpooling and ride down together. Folks listening up in the UP, if you're interested, folks Sheboygan, perhaps Onaway, Charlevoix, Gaylord, we can coordinate and carpool together and attend this event. So if you're interested, again, it's Saturday, April 26th. It's going to be held at a church down in Manton, Michigan. $30 is the cost, includes lunch and a bunch of books. It's really very informative. We enjoyed it. I was actually texted during the class on October 7th that we did it down in Elk Rapids. I got a news alert to the radio station about the attack on Israel. That was the day we were having that class. I didn't mention it. I didn't bring it up to the class. I didn't want to interrupt. But, man, I was biting my tongue to share that information with everybody there. That's how long ago it was since we had this training, and I highly recommend it. BuildingBlocksForLiberty.org, O-R-G, is their website. And this particular event is for Manton, Michigan, April 26th this year. So text me bootcamp if you're interested, and I'll send you the link to it. Lastly, again, I want to do another appeal to you. Got a good listener to the show. They received the survey yesterday from Nielsen Ratings. They're in the mail. They're out right now. So hopefully, by you guys getting those stickers out on the rear windows this past month of January will help us increase our awareness in the community. If you haven't done it yet, please text me your name, mailing address, either to your home or business, and the number of rear window stickers that you can get on vehicles that you own, possibly friends you know that listen to the station. They don't have one. You can get one for them and give it to them. We greatly appreciate it. We're not asking for any donations. We purchase the stickers, and we need them on windows as soon as possible. So again, text me 231-360-5140, and we will get you the stickers and ask you to put them on the vehicles as soon as possible. Last thing I want to get in for today, greatly appreciate all the prayers for Vicky and her doctors. We're still dealing with some issues, so if you could continue to hold her and her doctors up in prayer, we'd greatly appreciate that. We'll be hearing some results later this week, and hopefully it'll be good news and I can share it with you guys. We'll be in touch as soon as we know. I'll let you guys know. But thank you so much. I want to do a really big shout out to Rick Warzwak. His nightly prayer warriors last Friday night aired the short little segment I did on the radio from Friday, and he went into open prayer for Vicky. He opened up the prayer line, and he had 1,000 people praying for her and her doctors. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different